playing audio of a video that was just released here this afternoon. Very disturbing. It's available at freekeen.com. It's of our Tuesday night co-host, Derek J.
So I'm just biking. Just biking to the grocery store.
I hate it when radio shows put sirens on the air. You know, the fact is there are people looking around right now.
This is, you know, we're talking about it, so it's okay, Mark. Anyway, this is video of what happened to Derek J this afternoon.
Excuse me, now would you leave me alone? I would like to be alone. Hey, you just assaulted me.
He has knocked off his bike.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
And then allegedly hit by the police officer at least once. Now, you can see the video yourself over at freekeen.com. It's pretty disturbing.
I'd call it disturbing.
Derek J is not a violent person, and he's not a dangerous person. And this particular police officer, you know, everybody knows. We live in Keene, New Hampshire. It's a small town. There's 23,000 people that live here. The police department is no larger than 50 people in total, and that includes, you know, the people that work in the back office.
They pretty much know all the Free Keeners, and the Free Keeners pretty much know all them.
We don't know all the police officers, but, yeah, they certainly know who Derek J is.
I don't think they know all the Free Keeners, per se, because they probably consider me being on the show and having Lazy Keene Radio to be a Free Keener, but they don't know who I am.
Yeah,
at
you
all.
Don't get involved in the activism in the same way.
Well, they may have a profile for you, but they certainly know who Derek J is. And they've been looking for Derek J to serve him with a no trespass order for all of the Keene School District, which is the same order that I was served with a couple of weeks ago. Kelly Voluntarist, one of our other bloggers at freekeen.com, was also served with the same order. And so today,
you guys have been playing hide-and-seek with the cops for weeks at this point.
No, I haven't been playing hide-and-seek with them.
Well, they come to the door, they knock on the door, you won't answer the door, you close the blinds.
Well, that's generally a good idea not to answer the door when the police come for you. They're usually not coming for any good reason.
That's what you should do.
Right.
I don't know that that's always true.
Well, I wasn't hiding from them. I was out doing school outreach today, as was Derek, as was Kelly, and we were at the high school, and one of the police officers came out and served Derek with the no trespass order. And it went fine, you know, it was peaceful. The officer was not nasty about it or anything like that. In fact, we had a nice conversation with him. And then less than an hour later, Derek J got on his bicycle and went out to take care of some business at court. He had to turn some papers in for his upcoming trial for the dance party thing that we talked about earlier this week with him on Tuesday night. And he was coming back from the courthouse when he was assaulted. And apparently attacked.
A police officer pulled up behind him with his siren and his lights going.
Correct.
And when, I think that, you know, Derek's probably been in the United States long enough to know that the social convention behind that, it's a strong one, is that when a police officer comes behind you with his lights and sirens on, that you pull over. And he refused
to pull over. Maybe he thought that's only the case if you're in a car. I mean, he was on his bicycle.
Really? Come on. Oh, when the cop pulled up next to him and pointed to the side of the road and told him to pull over?
I didn't hear him say anything.
Did you see him point?
You couldn't hear anything.
Right, there was a siren going, so the audio isn't that great. But did you see him pointing?
It's hard to tell.
Come on, Ian, don't act like a complete moron. Derek refused to pull over, and he's lucky he didn't get a bullet in the back of
him. What obligation do you have to pull over just
because
some guy
was with a... From a moral standpoint?
Right,
the only obligation you have is to your life and to your friends. You know what can happen if you don't.
Right. So are you defending what the cops did in this?
Do I sound like I'm convinced?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I'm only defending good sense. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm surprised or befuddled over what was going on, that he was assaulted or anything like that.
I'm surprised because I think that the cops should remain peaceful unless they're being attacked.
Okay,
so
I'd ask you this.
Derek J. He attacked him. You didn't see it happen. I was sitting here in the LRN.FM studio and I heard the siren coming down the street and I thought it sounds like an ambulance or something. Like that, and I'm waiting,
supposed to get your attention.
Waiting to see what's going to happen, and I see Derek, and then I see this cop literally pull up on the side of the road in the neighbor's yard.
Uh-huh.
He swings his door open, knocks Derek off of his bicycle, and sticks He then sticks his, this part I didn't see, but it's apparently what happened. He sticks his baton in between the spokes.
Cops still carry batons? I mean, I'm just stunned by this.
Yeah, he's got a baton. He sticks it in between the spokes of the wheel, and therefore stopping Derek from going any further, sure, knocking him off of his bike. He then jumps on him on the ground, and I thought I saw him strike Derek, but I'm not positive on that. According to Derek, he was struck by this particular officer. This is all completely unnecessary. Just because he hasn't pulled over for your little car,
he did
doesn't
run,
mean
wait,
that
wait,
you...
Wait, wait, wait. He ran alongside the bike, trying to get Derek to get off of the bike.
Maybe he could have waited until he got off of the bike.
Well,
look, when... Mark, I don't know about you, but when I've been pulled over, when I've been pulled over by the police, I've been able to go until I'm ready to pull over and then pull over.
Wait, this video went on for seconds. It wasn't like he flipped on the sirens and lights and then just jumped out.
What's the longest amount of time you've ever gone between a cop puts their lights on and you've pulled over?
I give an indication as to what's going on. Like, I'll turn on my hazards or something like that. I was on a bridge one time. I didn't want to pull over to the side of the bridge, so I gave, I pulled over to sort of a little bit to the side of the lane, turned on my hazards. The police officer knew what was going on. Now, he lost jurisdiction at the bridge, so he didn't want me to do that, so I ended up having to pull over because he turned on his siren, made it very clear that he wanted me to pull over then. But when he escalated the situation, I realized what he wanted, and I pulled over. Derek knew what this guy wanted.
Okay, if Derek really wanted to flee the scene of trying to get pulled over, he was on a bike. He could have easily run through someone's backyard. If he was trying to get away from the police officer, he could have easily done that. I don't know how you can say that he wasn't going to get off his bike.
Oh, obviously he's going to get off his bike at some point. But
he was going to get off his bike in another 50 feet when he got home.
Well, I don't know if the police officer could possibly know that. How can the police...
You don't think they know where Derek J. lives?
Wait a second, man. You're telling me that Derek doesn't know what it means when a cop's behind him with those lights on, but somehow the cop, I'm supposed to jump to the conclusion the cop knows where Derek's going.
I didn't tell you that.
That's what you were acting like.
I said it's possible someone may not know if they're on a bicycle. I don't know what Derek knows, but I do know that when I was pulled over in Florida once, the only time I was ever, once or twice, that I was pulled over in Florida, I did not want to be one of those people that gets pulled over in the right lane of a two-lane road and blocks a bunch of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, all right, well, I'm going slow here. You know, clearly he knows I'm not going to run. I'm not running from him. I was going slow, and I kept going to, I could get to, I was trying to get to a parking lot, but then the cop got impatient, because that's how they are, and he kind of came right up on me, like tailgated me, basically, and I could tell he really was getting, pissed off. So I just still kept going until I got to a side street, and I turned down the side street, and that's where I parked. So there's no reason why the cop didn't need to ram me. I wasn't trying to evade him. If I was trying to evade him, I would have been speeding up, right? And so the cop didn't ram me. In this case, he was rammed. I mean, this cop literally attacked Derek J. on the side of the road, and he's on a bicycle.
He wouldn't ram him with his car. He hit him with his car door.
That's an attack, Mark. Okay. You hit somebody with your car door. He rammed him with his car door.
All right.
He knocked him off of his bicycle, and it's all completely unnecessary. He could have just followed him down the road until he got off his bicycle. Couldn't we not just have a little bit of patience here? Do you really need to serve him in that instant? Can you not just wait and see what this person's going to do and not just go on the all-out assault? This is crazy.
Look, these guys have dealt with Free Keeners and Derek in a great deal of instances, and there's no indication that they have that you guys are going to comply at any point.
And there's no indication that anyone's going to be violent or there's any reason that anyone in Free Key needs to be locked away from
that
society.
That doesn't justify escalating the violence. It doesn't.
What's he supposed to do? Just stay behind
him? Are you justifying it?
I'm asking you a question. What's he supposed to do? You put yourself in this officer's... Listen to me. Just follow him with your lights and sirens on for the next hour?
Hour?
He
was following him for 30 seconds.
It was about that. I mean, you tried to get the guy to pull over. He wouldn't pull over. He was on a bicycle.
So you wait and see what happens.
I am thankful Derek got to a place where his friends could see him come out and videotape the interaction than having pull off to just down the road where no one would have caught this.
The video's up at freekeen.com. Look, Mark, I get what you're saying. You think he should have pulled over, and I understand that. Maybe it would have prevented him from freaking out, the cop from losing his cool and getting violent. But that doesn't excuse the cop from losing his cool and getting violent with him. There was no reason to knock this man off his bike. There was no reason to hit him when he was on the ground. He was not hurting this cop. He was not threatening the cop in any way. More coming up here. These should be peace officers, not mindless robots. It's Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
And they call it democracy.
I had enough of green lies from fascist, psychopathic, genocidal corporation. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events and, yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that await you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And you can join us again over at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives that go all the way back to late 2006, and they're all completely free.
at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. You want to get collections done and have them done with respect? Get in touch with SACL CAI. They'll take care of it for you. Take it out of your hands, because really, you know, if I were you, I wouldn't want to be dealing with that crap either. Collections? Man, that's terrible. And it's great if you can do collections and keep your customers down the line, too, so you can keep doing business with them. And SACL can help you do that. They have the best equipment money can buy, and they do collections, early out billing, and they even purchase charged-off receivables. They know how to treat your customer because it reflects on you. And so go to SACL CAI's website through their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com's banner column. We started out the show with some audio from a very disturbing video that is available online at freekeen.com. It is the top story on the page right now. There's a much more comprehensive video being put together.
Yeah, this is this happened today. But, yeah, this afternoon or this morning?
This afternoon, approximately 3 o'clock Eastern time is when this went down. So we've got several video cameras that were on the scene. Thankfully, it happened right out nearby the LRN.FM studios, and so there were a number of activists around to see this happen. And I saw this going down. I grabbed my camera, and unfortunately, I had neglected to wipe out the video card that were the card that was in my camera, so I was unable to record right out the gate. But thankfully, there were at least three other cameras that were on the scene at that time. So it took me like a minute or two to actually go, and I had to format the card, make it so I could start recording on my camera. But that's what's nice about having multiple activists around. If somebody has a technical malfunction, you've got another two or three cameras right there that are already rolling, and they've got the footage that you might have missed. So I'm so grateful to be here around other people that care. It was interesting. At one point, there was a woman who, because this cop, as you heard in the video, had his sirens blaring the entire time, and it was very, very loud when you're actually there in person. We're trying to tell this cop, hey, can you turn that off? I'm sure my neighbors don't appreciate the fact that you're blaring a siren in the middle of the afternoon here, in the middle of a residential area. In fact, all of the neighbors had come out on their front yards.
That's kind of what the reasonable result is, right?
Right. And there's one neighbor from a couple houses down that took umbrage with us trying to hold these police accountable, and she asked Damo from copblock.org if he was a cop, because he was asking the police questions, as were a number of us, like, well, first and foremost, what are you arresting our friend for? Which they refused to answer. They also one of the cops refused to identify himself, etc. And so Adamo was asking questions, and this woman from down the street asks him, are you a cop? And he says, no. And she says, well, why do you care? And we told her, well, because it's our friend. They hurt our friend. Why wouldn't we care about that? Like, she couldn't understand why we would care about someone being arrested.
Advocating whatever responsibility she has as a citizen. Because cops are supposed to have be imbued with this arrest power, this badge, this symbol that the community gives this person in order to use their lawful, their lawful right to use force against other people.
Well, right, and the idea is, the mentality I think that woman was coming from, obviously I don't know for sure, no one got to interview her, but I think the mentality she's coming from is that, well, if the police are arresting someone, they must have a reason. It must be okay.
Just because they have a reason doesn't make it good.
Well, right, but the presumption being that the police arresting somebody, it's a good thing. That must be a bad person, because they would only arrest criminals, and all criminals are bad. This is the mindset, right?
I've had that happen to me before when I've videotaped some police arresting someone, and yeah, I had people come out and say, like, don't do that. Or I think that they felt like it was an invasion of the person getting arrested, their privacy or something, because getting arrested is embarrassing.
That's why I always ask people before I'll record a scene.
Right.
If I can. I mean, if they're beating on somebody, that's another. I'm not going to ask in that case. But if somebody gets pulled over and I'm nearby, I will always go up and I will talk to that person. They're usually sitting in their car and the cop goes up, cop comes up, cop goes away to their car. As soon as the cop goes away, I'll usually walk up and I'll say, hey, do you want someone to keep an eye on this?
I've seen cops yell at people for talking. You know, they pull someone over and then they go back to their car to run their...
they can yell at me if they want. It's fine.
They don't like it when other people get involved in their investigation.
Around here, I've never had that happen to me.
They should, if you're going to do anything, peek from behind the curtain at what they're doing, and that's all you're really allowed to do.
Well, I don't do that, Mark. I'll walk right up to the car.
But I'm just saying that's generally how the law enforcement feels about a stop. And
around here, they're used to it.
To some extent, people tend to just sort of accept that and expect that that's right. I mean, you know, I think that it's every citizen's right to film an arrest, whether or not the person being arrested wants it to happen or whether or not the police officer wants it to
true,
happen.
True, but I don't want to offend somebody,
agreed.
So I always ask permission first. Let's go to the phones. I'll give you more about what's happening with Derek J. in a moment. He's sitting in a jail cell as we speak. Let's go first, though, to Brian listening in Oklahoma City. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Go ahead, Brian. What's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to NPR today, and there was a thing they said about the State Department and Facebook and Twitter are doing, like, this global snitch network spy on your neighbor test where you find the suspect and a $5,000 reward. And I don't know if you guys heard
I have to
that.
Say, what you're saying is a little disjointed. I'm not sure what you're
I'm not sure what you're referring to, yeah.
Oh, like on CNET, there's a global manhunt. We'll leverage social media to find suspects, and it's like a test of how they can use Twitter and Facebook for like a manhunt.
Well, I would say that if you are a wanted person, you shouldn't log on to Facebook. That's not a good idea. If that's what you're saying, you're saying that they're going to use Facebook to track somebody down.
Not by turning in your friends on Facebook, but like
by IP address,
trying to take pictures of people on the street or something, or because
I don't really understand
communicating with each other on Facebook. Like, I seen the guy over there, and you got to get all five pictures.
You're saying there's like some sort of a little game that they're playing on Facebook.
Yeah, where everyone tries to find these fugitives,
so it's like
in real cities.
And crowdsourcing like a manhunt? Is it crowdsourcing a manhunt kind of thing?
Yeah.
Huh. That's a little disturbing.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes.
It's just like a test. Kind of.
Gotcha.
Disturbing.
Well,
indeed.
One thing's for sure, that these websites are more than happy to assist the government in whatever way they want. They'll roll right over and turn over whatever information they can on you. And as you're saying here, it sounds like they're trying to get the users involved, which isn't a surprise. Something they did over in Great Britain, actually, where they have all these cameras set up. They don't have enough people to watch them. So they have invited the sort of busybody types, the average bored citizens, bored housewives or old ladies or whatever,
whoever,
peeking out their windows, to hop on this this video website where the video cameras that they have all around Great Britain are piped in, and you can essentially keep an eye on your neighbors. And it's completely unpaid, although you're saying they're involving some sort of a cash prize. Brian, thanks for the heads up. Appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-450-FREE. And this is Free Talk Live. We'll give you more information on Derek J. here in a moment. You can see the video of his arrest and knocking off his bike and beating at freekeen.com. More coming up.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps, peace of mind in a box.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Any time of the year, some kind of natural disaster can strike. It's good, especially if you have a family, to have some kind of energy backup system. A great idea is a solar backup system. You can take offline several appliances, you know, things you need, like a well pump or freezer, refrigerator, these kind of things. You can take them completely offline so that the solar backup system is constantly repaying for itself by producing energy all the time, rather than your average generator, which just sits in the shed gathering dust until you need it. Go check it out at freetalklivesolar.com, the SG1. It's a great system, and it's expandable. It can handle expansions from all different types, not just solar, but hydro or whatever you want to come up with. It's solar.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue to take
your... Excuse me, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Freetalklivesolar.com.
Okay, so let's continue here with your calls, and then more on what's going on with Derek J., our co-host from Tuesday nights, who is sitting in a jail cell as we speak. Hassan is listening in New York City. Hassan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello.
Hey, Hassan.
I'd like to talk about how taking down the root DNS servers will be extremely difficult, and furthermore, if they were to actually go down, it would have very little impact on most Internet users.
You're talking about the threat from the alleged threat from Anonymous, saying they're going to take down the Internet tomorrow on Saturday the 31st. You're saying it's not going to be an easy task.
Yeah, it's nearly impossible. Basically, like, while there are 13 root, there are so-called 13 root DNS servers, it's actually 13 IP addresses, but there are actually, like, hundreds of servers that are actually supporting those 13 IPs. DNS uses a technology called Anycache, which means that you, when you go to the IP address, you get routed to the server that's geographically closest to you. So that means an attack to take down the full root DNS server farm will have to be carried out geographically close to every single server that's supporting that entire system.
Mm-hmm. Well, Anonymous does have a lot of supporters. I mean, they do have a, have people that are geographically across the globe.
It's like a lot of people with a lot of bandwidth across the globe.
Yeah.
And on top of that, most DNS servers that actual, like, most that the average user will use, it's usually from their ISP or from OpenDNS,
mm-hmm.
and they basically cache their data from the root servers. So the majority of the websites that are on the internet now rarely change their IP address. So if you take down the root servers, the other DNS servers will fall back and basically take care of that traffic as long as they don't update their IP address.
So let me ask you this. I'm coming from the standpoint of not understanding too much. So you're saying that I would imagine that 90% of web traffic probably is on, you know, this relative handful, of sites. Probably 1% of the sites on the internet handle 90% of the web traffic. So those sites are probably cached by the ISP.
All of the sites. Every site's DNS entry is being cached by your local internet service provider. And so every time you ask for a website, every time you put in freetalklive.com, it's not going to one of the root servers to get that information. It's going to your local internet service provider to retrieve that information. Taking down the root servers would simply mean that if we, for instance, were in the process of changing our IP address, then we'd be screwed, because then we wouldn't be able to have that information propagate out properly to all the different internet service providers out there. Does that make sense?
I think so.
So what you're saying is, even if they were successful at this very difficult task of taking down the root servers, that it ultimately wouldn't disturb the entire internet. For most people, it would be transparent. They wouldn't even know it was happening.
Yeah, they wouldn't know it was happening. And on top of that, like, there is one way. If you hold the servers down long enough, then the DNS records would eventually expire. But that could mean days or, like, hours or days. They'll have to hold all of the root servers down. And that's extremely difficult, especially with servers with that kind of massive bandwidth. It'll be taking down hundreds of Google.
Do you know that? Do you think this is all a big April Fool's prank? Like that the whole thing is just not even going to happen. That
just a way to get people to talk about Anonymous without Anonymous actually having to do something.
Pretty much, it's highly likely that it's a hoax, because, like, the argument that they created to support their plan has, like, a lot of technical flaws in it, and that's highly unlike Anonymous.
So you think this wasn't even Anonymous doing a joke, that this was somebody claiming to be Anonymous and that it wasn't coming through Anonymous official channels?
Like,
official
it seems
channels.
Likely that that's what's happened, because, like, it's very unlikely that an attack like that can work, and it lacks, like, technical details and has inherent flaws that Anonymous isn't really known for.
Do you think it's going to hurt Anonymous's cred, its internet street cred, as it were?
I don't think that's possible.
It most likely won't.
No? Okay.
Hassan, thanks for the expertise tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's pretty much it.
Thanks for the call, man. 855-453, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So that's interesting, because it kind of makes sense. I guess I never really made the connection that if they were to take down these root servers, that ultimately really not much would be disturbed, because all of the DNS is cached on your local internet service provider.
I don't understand why they'd want to shut down the entire internet anyway.
as a show of strength, I suppose, a show of how.
That'd be a show of strength for sure.
Yeah, yeah, but that would hurt everyone.
Right, which is not like Anonymous, which is why some people are questioning whether this was even them that did this. In fact, there was some news recently about an Anonymous operating system that was supposedly released, but turns out that it was all a hoax and it had nothing to do with Anonymous. That somebody else put it out there and said that it was Anonymous that did it. So,
but Anonymous really can't say that they didn't do something. I mean, you know, who are they?
Well, right.
How does one get one's Anonymous merit badge?
I don't know, Mark. That's a good question.
They are sort of what they are is a collection of individuals, radical individualists to some extent that, you know, how can you say that somebody isn't Anonymous?
I don't know if I would say they are individualists. I think they're probably a bunch of people of different.
They're internet freedom advocates?
I would say that's probably true, yeah. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL, CAI toll-free line.
Clowns and activists?
So to get right, I wouldn't say they're clowns. I think they're pretty serious.
They seem like they don't mind having a little fun on the internet, too.
I'd be too nervous to call them clowns.
Yeah, but their fun is...
Lulz, sec, come on.
They're doing it for the lulz, Mark.
Right, and that, they're not clowns then?
No. I think that they're doing very serious things. Clowns do silly things, and the Anonymous folks are very serious. Like they're taking down the Department of Justice, they're taking down the FBI, they're taking down Visa, MasterCard, PayPal. I mean, these guys—that's not clowning around. That's serious.
All right.
They may be enjoying themselves.
Find it any way you want.
I think they are enjoying doing it as they should because it's quite the accomplishment to take these agencies offline.
So they try to do it so it's justice-based? Like if there's been some injustice, they try to, get back at the person for it?
Yeah, that's generally it. Yeah, exactly. For instance, they're defending WikiLeaks, etc. 855-453 is the toll-free number. And speaking of justice, hoping our friend Derek Freeman, Derek J., is going to get justice here, but it's probably unlikely, considering the justice system's a huge joke. But he is currently sitting in a jail cell as we speak. We'll give you an update on what's going on with his case, why he's in jail, when is he going to get out, what's going on. 855-453 is a toll-free number. The video of his violent arrest is available up at freekeen.com. That's freekeen.com. You can see it there. It's the top video on the page at the moment. A more comprehensive video showing what happened afterwards is going to be available soon. I know they're working on that right now. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
All right, so a little bit more on our friend Derek J., who normally hosts the show with us on Tuesday evenings, though this coming Tuesday we'll be lucky if he's here, because right now he's sitting in a jail cell. Yet to be determined as to whether or not he will be arraigned, or when, rather, he will be arraigned. And even if he is arraigned, odds are good he's not going to be let out, because
he's got the weekend to go, that's for sure.
Well, the Keene Police Department was saying he might be arraigned tomorrow, which is very unusual if they were to call it. I don't know why they would call a judge in on a weekend to do one special arraignment. It seems unlikely that that's going to happen, but they suggested it was a possibility. Which reminds me, I should call them and follow up on that and see if that's like a for sure thing. Because if they're going to arraign him on a weekend, it would be nice if it was public and they would open the doors so people could actually come in. Because normally that building is closed and locked.
That's how things are supposed to be, right?
Can't get in. So we'll certainly let you know about that as things develop. But what the situation with Derek is he's facing multiple charges right now. I mean, he was arrested back in 2011, as we discussed with him in detail on Tuesday night, for holding a dance party at the local Central Square Park here in Keene. And he's still facing those charges. So he's been out on bail on that. And on top of that, he was out on bail for the marijuana arrest, which he was arrested for shortly after that. And on top of that, he was out on bail for the trespass arrest, where he was arrested for going to the courthouse, from which he was banned. And now he's been arrested again. So what happens when you're arrested multiple times like this is the bail tends to get worse each time.
Sure.
So last time it was $1,000. This time it's $2,000. And I put it up for him last time because he came with me when I got arrested for trespass, and it seemed like the right thing to do. He wanted to be bailed out. Some activists don't want to be bailed out, and I totally understand that. Nobody knows what he wants in this case because we haven't had a chance to ask him that question. But I can only go in so far, right? Like, I've already put $1,000 on the line, and that's it's possible that'll be lost at this point, which means Derek would owe me the $1,000 if they revoke his bail, if they basically say, well, you got arrested, so we're just going to take that $1,000.
It's pretty dubious as to what Derek does for a living at this point.
Well, I don't know. I don't get into his business. He does something. He gets the rent paid. So
he doesn't seem to go to work every day.
Well, I don't know, Mark. You know, I don't follow him around, so I don't know what he does. And it's none of my business.
But and not everybody has to have a job to make money.
Right? Sure.
I don't have a job. You don't have a job.
I have a job.
No, you don't. You own your own business.
Fine.
It's not a job.
You can define it whatever way you want.
A job is where you have an employer who tells you what to do, as far as I'm concerned.
My customers tell me what to do.
I see where you're coming from, but that's still not a job. So, anyway, Derek J., you know, I don't want to get into a point where he's owing me a bunch of money because he's been bailed out. So, at this point, he's sitting in jail awaiting he's awaiting trial. So, I don't know if they're going you know, the judge is going to go ahead and be nice to him and let him out on PR bail when the arraignment comes around, or if he's just going to have to sit in jail till his trial, which I don't know if anyone's ever had to prepare for a trial while in jail, but it is not an easy thing.
It's nearly impossible.
Yeah, they have a law library, so-called. Let me put quotes, air quotes around that, because it's just a really crippled version of the New Hampshire statutes. They don't even have the full Constitution in this so-called law library.
Wow. That's funny.
So it's a joke.
It's not even like the Constitution's long or anything.
Right. It's a total joke. And so now he's going to be sitting in jail until further notice. I sure hope we see him sooner rather than later. But he was charged with disobeying an officer, resisting arrest, and finally contempt of court, which is generally what you get charged if you get arrested while you're out on bail.
Do you think they're picking on Derek, or do you think what's happening to Derek is what would happen if you know, any old person had the same mentality about trying to be free? Because Derek sort of thinks about these things differently. Like, Mark, you were saying a normal person knows to pull over when the police come
to
their life.
Derek knows to pull over.
Well,
he
the thing is,
he chooses to live free.
Right. The choice, well, yeah, now it's a choice. You have to choose to live free if you don't want to,
sure.
You know, just go along to get along, as Ian calls it. So are they picking on Derek, or is this just something that would happen to anyone if they were to sort of, you know, ignore the silly laws and just abide by the non-aggression principle?
That's a good question.
I would say, if I had to jump to a conclusion, I would say that the police probably have a story, a narrative in their mind about the Keen activists and who they are and what they believe and what they stand for. And they have, you know, to some extent, probably a short temper with that narrative, as anybody who believes, you know, essentially the Keen activists believe the police should be done away with. Who wants that for themselves and their job? They believe what they do is important. Also, they have this police tend to have this on-running narrative that the world hates us, you know, that they are this.
I don't know if it's that people think the police should be done away with. I think, you know, people that work as a government worker, I don't want, like teachers, I don't want their jobs to be done away with. I want them to be teaching on a consensual basis.
But that doesn't
That's
mean
the
they
way
know that.
They see it.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. So they've got this on-running narratives, you know, that go on in their head, and so their temper's probably somewhat shorter. How would the police react to a person on a bicycle who chose not to pull over in the span of, you know, say 30 to 45 seconds? Anybody else? I would say they probably would give them longer. They'd be somewhat shocked. There's no shock when Derek doesn't pull over.
They expect him to.
It's, you know, no doubt that these people are going to be non-compliant. They've been non-compliant in the past.
But on the other hand, Derek J. has been treated with more violence than I've seen anyone treated in this area.
I've never seen anybody
community.
More non-compliant than Derek.
He was pepper sprayed a few months ago for not getting into a police car right away, for simply saying to the officer that he didn't want to get in the police car. He was pepper sprayed. I've seen people be more noncompliant than Derek. He doesn't make the cops carry him away or anything like that. And I've seen people being carried away by the police where the police were more gentle. I think that there's some level of homophobia going on here.
I agree.
That these cops, you know, they, whether they'll admit it or not, they're taking some sort of internal issues they have with
that was the case. Why would this officer tackle Derek? And the claim is that
he did tackle him.
Then why would he if he's homophobic? Now, generally, homophobia is wrapped up with bloodborne pathogens, you know, phobia, which is a reasonable phobia. What?
That's not true.
I think that a lot of homophobia comes from being gay and not liking that side of yourself.
Okay.
Or suppressing that.
Right. I mean, who's like so afraid of other different, you know, someone else because of their sexual preferences, unless it's reflecting somehow on themselves.
Right. And they don't like
I've dealt with
feel.
A lot of law enforcement officers, and my experience with them, what they have said, and it's been some time, the AIDS scare is you know, it's changed since the mid-90s when I had most of my experience as law enforcement officer, but their biggest concern was bloodborne pathogens. Being able to get gloves on when they're dealing with people that they believed to have AIDS or whatever. number. So that's what my belief is.
Well, I think it has more to do with
speculation.
I think it has more to do with the idea that they are repressing something, as Ali says, and
total
so,
speculation.
So they would rather lash out at someone that exhibits those traits because they don't want to see them or they don't want to admit to having some level of them within themselves. And so essentially, they're just hurting them. They're trying to hurt themselves by hurting Derek. So
right. And it's not to suggest that, oh, all those police officers that are hurting Derek are just a bunch of flamers or something like that.
No, no.
Everyone, I mean, most people are a little gay. It's people that, you know, don't like that they have any kind of attraction to the same sex, that they just, you know, it bothers them, that doesn't fit their image of who they are, and so they, you know, repress it, and then it comes out as violence.
Right, because there's
it's
no
called
reason.
The Kinsey scale, and it's the homosexual to heterosexual rating. I think it runs from 0 to 7 or 1 to 7. I think it's 0 to 7, and, you know, I guess 0 is a completely heterosexual, and a 6, excuse me, I've just looked it up here, meaning exclusively homosexual. So most people tend to fall somewhere between those numbers.
So there's no excuse for the way they're behaving at all. In fact, less than an hour prior to Derek being attacked by this one officer, we were standing having a nice conversation with another one of the Keene police officers who had served Derek with the same papers that this other violent officer was trying to serve him with. And as the officer pointed out, if
you... that officer didn't have that information. That clearly didn't have that information, that Derek had not been served with it.
It doesn't matter to me. The officer who we were talking with earlier pointed out to us that if an officer approaches you on the street and tries to talk to you, you can tell him to go take a leak in his hat, is essentially what he said in a little bit of a more vulgar terminology. Like, you don't have to talk to the cops when they try talking to you on the street. So
sure.
Derek had just been told that not a half hour earlier, and then you have a cop pointing out his window, flashing sirens at him, and he's just on his bicycle. I could totally understand why he was like, well, I don't want to talk to this guy. I just want to go home. I just want to be left alone. And if all they're trying to do is serve you with papers, they shouldn't have the ability to escalate that into an attack. It's just service.
There's difference between being in a motor vehicle and, I mean,
in a motor vehicle. He's on a bicycle.
Being in a vehicle and being
on
foot.
But if Derek were on foot and they said, Derek, we're trying to serve you with papers, he could still supposedly keep walking, I would think.
They have to touch him with them or something.
That's
like that,
the idea.
Which you see on TV, at least.
That's as I understand it. If you know more, maybe you're a law enforcement officer, you can shine some light on the idea of serving people with papers. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I know Keene PD would answer any questions about it today.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com. As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.